Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 26, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Effects of semaglutide in obesity-related heart failure with preserved ejection fraction across the age spectrum. Findings from the STEP-HFpEF program. Semaglutide demonstrated efficacy in treating obesity-related heart failure with preserved ejection fraction in the overall STEP-HFpEF trials. This pre-specified pooled sub-analysis of the STEP-HFpEF program evaluated semaglutide's effects across the age spectrum. The analysis provided important data addressing prior speculation that older patients might benefit less from incretin therapies, contributing to understanding its therapeutic application in diverse age groups. Article number 2. Predictive factors for permanent pacemaker implantation and mortality after transcatheter aortic valve replacement in patients with pre-existing atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation is the most common arrhythmia observed in patients undergoing transcatheter aortic valve replacement. This study provided specific data to identify predictors for permanent pacemaker implantation in patients with pre-existing atrial fibrillation. It also investigated the association between permanent pacemaker implantation and long-term mortality in this patient group, addressing a critical knowledge gap in transcatheter aortic valve replacement outcomes. Article number 3. Effects of semaglutide in obesity-related heart failure with preserved ejection fraction across the age spectrum. Findings from the STEP-HFpEF program. Semaglutide demonstrated efficacy in treating obesity-related heart failure with preserved ejection fraction in the overall STEP-HFpEF trials. This pre-specified pooled sub-analysis of the STEP-HFpEF program evaluated semaglutide's effects across the age spectrum. The analysis provided important data addressing prior speculation that older patients might benefit less from incretin therapies, contributing to understanding its therapeutic application in diverse age groups. Article number 4. Echocardiographic right ventricular global wasted work predicts hemodynamics and risk profile in pulmonary arterial hypertension. Novel echocardiographic indices of right ventricular myocardial work are valuable for evaluating pulmonary arterial hypertension. This study demonstrated that these right ventricular myocardial work indices predict hemodynamics and risk profile in patients with pulmonary arterial hypertension. The indices specifically identified patients at high risk for mortality and those with a worse hemodynamic profile, as confirmed by right heart catheterization. Article number 5. Value of cardiovascular magnetic resonance-derived quantitative myocardial blood flow assessment in the setting of chronic coronary occlusion. Visual assessment has traditionally been the primary method for detecting obstructive coronary artery disease using stress perfusion cardiovascular magnetic resonance. This study investigated the diagnostic performance of fully automated quantitative myocardial blood flow assessment in patients with coronary chronic total occlusion. The research provided valuable data on cardiovascular magnetic resonance, derived quantitative myocardial blood flow, addressing a knowledge gap in the evaluation of chronic coronary occlusions. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.